Mom, I'm pregnant.
As many of you may know, abortion has been a big issue for a very long time. Women face the decision of having to abort or not while undergoing a lot of pressure from those around them. Therefore, the purpose of this podcast is to let women know that they are not alone in this world and how they shouldn't regret their choice, whether they abort or not. It's their body, their choice. Here are some of the statements we obtained from a few people on this subject. What is your opinion on abortion?
I don't like it. I'm against it just because basically a mother is going to kill an innocent life that has no fault on what they did.
My opinion is I am totally against it. I don't think people have the right to take another person's life, even though people say a baby or a fetus or an embryo is not a life or a human. So, yes.
My opinion is it lets someone have a choice to not have a child if they made a mistake. And everyone makes a mistake. Everybody could make mistakes. So they don't... If a person made a mistake and ended up having a pregnancy that is unwanted, or if it's not a mistake and they got raped, or it was some other unwanted pregnancy, the woman has a right to abort, but not for a prolonged period of time. So there's a certain time period when abortion is not allowed, like I would say when the embryo starts forming its organs.
My opinion about abortion is that it should always be a woman's choice, and they should be able to decide whether to have one or not. And I don't like that the government would tell them that they can't if they want to. So I think it's a matter of personal choice and privacy, and it's not the government's business, shouldn't be interfering in that.
Are there any like special circumstances where you would say that abortion is fine?
If someone was raped, other than that, then they know what they're doing and then they should step up and take the responsibility as a mom.
No, I don't believe that anybody... Well, a lot of things happen in life, but I don't feel that there's any circumstance that I feel a person should take another person's life. Sometimes things happen, like rape or, you know, date rape or other things, or you just don't take care of yourself, and I think those are choices that you make. But I think that at the end, it's still a life that you have to think about. There's other measures that you can take once the baby is born instead of just taking the life away.
So what do you think about adoption? Do you think that would be one of the solutions instead of aborting?
Yes, I highly agree with that. I honestly feel that if, you know, taking a life away, somebody else would, you know, treasure that child and give that child what, you know, you can't give them. So giving them an opportunity to live life and to be able to grow, you know, by adoption, that would be a great decision, an alternative.
Did abortion ever cross your mind?
No, never. And I will say that I got pregnant very young, at 15, and my parents were very upset, and my dad was very upset, kicked me out of the house, but it never crossed my mind.
Yes, just because I was struggling with the father of my baby, and since he wasn't around, I thought it was going to be hard not raising him by myself, but I did it.
On May 15, 2019, Kay Ivey, the Alabama governor, signed a controversial law about abortion and how the doctor can be punished to a life in prison if they perform the abortion. The reason why abortion is now illegal in Alabama is because they want to avoid a serious health risk to the unborn child's mother, and they believe that an unborn baby deserves love and protection. Even if one is raped, it is illegal. What is your thought about this?
I feel that she made a good decision, even though it's sort of taking another person's life away, sort of speak, by being incarcerated the rest of their life. But then at the end, it's the doctor's choice, you know. So if they know that there's a law and they know that there's consequences and that they're going to be in jail for the rest of their life and they still do it, then what does that say morally about them? So I think she made a good decision. Things happen for a reason. And I know it's really sad that people, you know, are evil and do things like this. But then at the end, like I mentioned earlier, you know, this is a person's life. This is a child's life. And there's all their other alternatives that that person can take in terms of giving this child an opportunity to live and enjoy life.
I'm having a hard time processing the last sentence regarding a serious health risk to an unborn child. What does that even mean? The child's not even quite a child yet. Okay. So that's like, if you're talking about the first 6 weeks, the little zygote thing just barely implanted into the uterus. So I'm not even sure I would call it a child. And I don't know what health risk there is. If you're getting an abortion, that those cells will die and not make it to become a child. So that statement is kind of, I can't wrap that around my head as a science teacher.
Okay, so if you had an unplanned pregnancy in your college years, how would you deal with that?
I would probably abort. And that would be, I know it sounds a little bit selfish, but at that period of my life, it's probably, I would be disappointing my family tremendously. And I want to finish college, so I would probably have an abortion and feel really bad about it, but that's probably what I would have done.
Having heard about these personal statements, it is evident that there isn't complete support or rejection on abortion. Every individual has their own belief and ways of viewing this topic, and just like each opinion is their own, so is the body of the woman.